Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
I hope Jimmy Kelly picks something a little challenging today.
Uh-oh.
Let's not just give away Phillies tickets with Jaws 2, right?
He's throwing the gauntlet down.
Yeah.
9:50 this morning.
I'm not saying we need to take 80 calls and nobody has a clue what it is, and Jimmy Kelly is certainly capable of doing that. But let's make it a little bit stiff, so to speak.
I always said the 9 o'clock hour is always the best hour of the Jeff Kalen Company.
Here he goes.
My favorite hour because I'm on the way out of here.
It's always my favorite hour.
Yeah.
Nick, I wouldn't rub that in too much, buddy, because just remember, we can find more jobs for you. Don't worry. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry, buddy.
Am I going to have to do a blog post like some companies do to justify keep working?
Or you can produce the afternoon show. How about that? We'll have you work a split shift. You can be the morning show co-host and also host the produce the afternoon show.
One day,
I'm just saying. You keep flaunting the fact that you leave here before everybody else to your boss is probably not the best thing to do, pal. That's what I'm saying.
I got a nap coming up in a little bit. By the way, when I produce for Bruno, I could write a book on working with Bruno.
Yeah.
When the book does come out. Because everybody has a book. Everybody has a book. Everybody has a podcast. The book, there will be a chapter dedicated to Tony Bruno.
Hat tip to Dawn Stensland. Thank you, my love, for contributing to the cut sheet. She sent a video, and I didn't have time to do the turnaround for the video, so I'm just going to play the audio. Pam Bondi was on with Hannity last night, and she addressed the Epstein thing that we just played. So in case you just are joining us, one of the Epstein accusers, the woman who was, I guess we have to say, allegedly raped by Prince Andrew, was mysteriously hit by a bus.
Yes.
And has 4 days to live.
So Bondi was on with Hannity again.
Last night. And in part to respond to this whole situation.
This whole situation, yeah. Let me play just a little bit of this, please.
Just a few.
Let me start with the Epstein case, because there was an expectation that this was going to be bigger.
Yeah.
You had the same expectation.
We all did. And the FBI handed over a couple hundred pages of documents. But, you know, Sean, I gave them a deadline of Friday at 8 a.m. to get us everything. And a source had told me where the documents were being kept. Southern District of New York, shock. So we got them all hopefully all of them, Friday at 8 a.m., thousands of pages of documents. I have the FBI going through them, and Cash is also, now that we have Cash here, it's a game changer, of course, and Cash is going to, Director Patel, is going to get us a detailed report as to why the FBI withheld all of those documents.
Okay, I want to be clear, because I think people got frustrated, because they were expecting more. You were expecting more, and you didn't find out less than 24 hours before the release, you
Hannity.
Got a whistleblower that confirmed that there were way more documents.
Let me softball this for you.
You're supposed to turn over.
Because we're friends.
And then you found out just before that.
Well, sure. And you're looking at these documents going, these aren't all the Epstein files. You know, there were flight logs, there were names and victims' names. And we're going, where's the rest of the stuff? And that's what the FBI had turned over to us. And so a source said, whoa, all this evidence is sitting in the Southern District of New York.
Yeah.
So based on that, I gave them the deadline, Friday at 8, a truckload of evidence arrived. It's now in the possession of the FBI.
Where
Cash is going to get me and himself, really, a detailed report as to why all these documents and evidence had been withheld. And, you know, we're going to go through it as fast as we can, but go through it very cautiously to protect all the victims of Epstein, because there are a lot of victims.
Well, you had identified in phase one over 254.
Four. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that the only thing that would be redacted? Will everything else be made public that you get in your possession?
Yeah, the FBI hasn't had, obviously, they haven't looked at the thousands of pages of documents that they've just received Friday.
Yeah.
But Cash has a team going through them, and it's always about protecting the victim. But you know what? We believe in transparency, and America has the right to know. The Biden administration sat on these documents. No one did anything with them. And why were they sitting in the Southern District of New York? I want a full report on that. You know, sadly, these people don't believe in transparency. But I think more, unfortunately, I think a lot of them don't believe in honesty. And it's a new day. It's a new administration. And everything's going to come out to the public. The public has a right to know. Americans have a right to know.
Just like the JFK files, right? Did we learn anything with the unredacted JFK files that for some reason were just kept private for decades and decades and decades?
Well,
there's not going to be anything in this Epstein release.
I will say this about the JFK, and then I want to get both your reactions to what she said or what she didn't say. We did actually learn some stuff from the JFK files that the CIA has their hands in everything.
Oh,
and that, well, not to this detail, I don't think we did. You know, the fact that they have, you know, they worked with certain popes in the Vatican. I mean, there was the CIA, from what I learned from the JFK files, has their hands in everything. Their blueprints are on everything.
Did you see the report? I think it was Anna Paulina Luna. The Republican from Florida.
She reads QAnon blogs. That's her problem.
She's trying to say again. take it for what it's worth. I'm just passing it along. She says that NBC News has a secret tape that will show that JFK was in fact not killed by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah. She's a kook. Thank you.
Looks good in a bathing suit though.
All right,
back to Bondi. Oh, by the way, confirmed, I was right last Friday.
Yes.
Amazing how nobody ever rounds back to when Nick's right, but they love to jump on the vocabulary. Pam Bondi was not wearing a skirt. So Dawn
we
and Greg...
It on, yeah, we no, said no, it on no, the no, Dawn no, show.
She,
I did
said
say
her,
it.
Yeah,
say it on this show.
So we Linda Kearns, who is coming up, I think in the 11 o'clock hour, but I'm not positive on coming up, but... Linda Kearns sent us the photo, and she solved the mystery that Nick was right,
that it
was a long skirt.
8 minutes into when we talked.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I still don't buy it.
They're like stretchy pants or something.
I haven't seen any sort of... No, it was a skirt, is what they're saying. That's it. But back to the Epstein thing.
Yeah,
I'm not buying what I saw.
Here's the thing. Pam Bondi, you know, went on the Jesse Waters show right when she first got her job. And said, breaking news, Jesse, and this is all piled up on my desk, and we're going to release it tomorrow. And the problem is that somewhere along the line, they didn't realize that what they had on the desk was sort of old news and it wasn't everything. And so that's, I think, the bigger piece of this, the lesson learned, is just be careful what you promise in any administration. When you go on and say, oh, breaking news, and you want to deliver some exclusive, but you don't have the goods.
I think once the Epstein files are released, you will see two things. Or you will not see one thing for sure. You will see redacted names to protect the victims. Totally get it. Totally understandable. You will not see one big bombshell name. There'll be no Clinton. There'll be no Bill Gates. There'll be no any other name you've seen on social media. Not one. Not a single one. Not one person of, quote, interest to the American public will be on that list.
I agree with you.
Take it to the bank.
There's no list.
Might be a list, but we won't be privy to see that.
There's no list. There might be video surveillance, which I'm interested in seeing.
I think it's destroyed.
Do you?
I think it's been destroyed.
Well,
they will take this to the grave with them because this could. I believe the rumors are true, but there are so many people I think that are just sick, disgusting individuals, the power players of the world. That are on this, that if it came out, it would upend the whole system. And they can't have that.
But also, the word was, and I still go back to this, the word was that, so Epstein, he has this, even before the island, but he was known for videotaping, and then was he blackmailing these different individuals?
Mm-hmm.
And so, was this a tool that the CIA or those different individuals in the shadows of our government tapped into? And is that why Epstein, remember, they had him dead to rights in Florida way back in the day. This is not on Pam Bondi.
It was over 17 years ago, right?
Yes. Yeah. They had him. He did serve like a year in jail. But how did he get out when he was basically a child predator and he got out very quickly? And so I think it goes to the heart of the fact that he was being used as a tool by those undercover, whatever, men in the shadows, whether it's CIA, whatever. And so that's how he got out.
And remember, when he got off of that plane and he was on that tarmac, was it 2019? He, according to all the reports, including his brother, we played you his brother, I think, on the cut sheet over a year ago, He was shocked that he was taken into custody.
Yep. By the way,
why is that?
Yeah. By the way, Nick, for saying that we never get to the stuff that, you're right about, you send the show sheet every night. So if you wanted to take a victory lap on any show, you have the right to do that because you send the show sheet. So you could say 7:30 a.m. Nick victory lap, but you don't do that. So I'm just saying.
Fair point.
Thank you.
Fair point. I have no rebuttal.
That's what I do. I make fair points. The astronauts were interviewed by Bill Hemmer yesterday.
Did Bill ask the question that I've been asking all media to ask?
No.
Did you have the ability to leave on your own will in the last 9 months?
No, I don't think he did.
How does nobody ask this question?
Because somebody did ask the question and they answered it. Yes, they knew the repercussions of going up there. They could be up there for a long time. They knew that. Yes.
No. My question is, did they have the ability to go home on their own will?
I believe the answer is yes.
Okay.
What?
Yes, I believe the answer is yes, that they had the ability to go home.
I have not seen that question asked.
How are they going to get home? It's not like you can hop on SEPTA.
There was another spacecraft up there. According to other astronauts, there was another spacecraft up there that they could have come home if they want to. But their mission was to fix this space station or whatever it was. I'm getting all of this wrong, I'm sure. But their mission, they knew they could be up there for 3 days. They could be up there for 9 months.
Okay.
You don't buy that, do you, Dawn?
Nope.
Okay.
I would just like to hear the question asked if it was asked. I mean, somebody
asked. I told you guys that there was a report that was asked. Just Google it. It was asked.
Did we play it on the show?
I don't know if it was I don't know if it was audio.
Okay.
I don't know if there's audio of it. I just saw a transcript of it.
Because Google
it.
We've seen conflicting reports. One person has said, "Oh, I could have went home," and then the others are like, "Well, thank you so much for Mr. President Trump for bringing us back." And Elon Musk.
They do thank the president here, but all right. Let's play it.
Okay.
What would you like to say to President Trump and Elon Musk? I respect you. I trust you. You've given me no reason not to trust you. Either one of them. What they say. I can't say what they say. I haven't lived that. But I have no reason not to believe anything they say because they've earned my trust. And for that, I am grateful that our national leaders actually are coming in and taking part in our human spaceflight program, which we see is hugely important global significance. And they take an active role. And based on the past and what we see now with them doing that, it's refreshing, not just refreshing. It's empowering. It's strengthening for our nation. I think it's a good thing for our nation when the national leaders, especially something that has high visibility, are involved in the process. Yeah, I'm grateful for that.
And, you know, I'm just glad that they're involved and they take notice. And, you know, our situation, I think I mentioned before, maybe wasn't the perfect situation, but allowed a lot of people, including the president and Elon, to look at what's going on the International Space Station, take it very seriously and understand that our involvement as a country, as a spacefaring nation, is really important throughout the world. And it sets an example and it shows, you know, our ability to be able to do the hard things, put people in space, operate in space, work in space, and then bring us back. It's important, and I appreciate that them and many, many, many more people took notice of.
Right. Does that sound like there's... Thank you guys for rescuing us and bringing us home.
Here's the story from The Guardian. Quote, this was 17 hours ago. We weren't stuck.
Thank you.
NASA astronauts tell of Space Odyssey and reject claims of neglect. Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams, who I think was the lady right there at the end of the video.
Yes. Yeah, Sunita.
Story markedly at odds with abandonment narrative painted by Trump and Musk. So I guess there's our answer.
Thank you.
By the way, Sunita Williams has officially A, combed her hair, and B, dyed it.
Wild.
She had a lot of gray hair, remember?
Yeah, wild hair.
Yeah. I'll take that for what it's worth from The Guardian. I'm trying to read this story on the fly here to see who actually asked the question, because with all due respect to Bill Hemmer, I think, you know, he does a really nice job, especially on election nights. I don't like that line of leading questioning.
What would you like to say?
What would you like to say? That's a lazy question.
It really is.
That's a suck-up question.
It's funny because, I mean, Here's the thing I will say, because I was looking back at the way this was covered, which is always telltale. So CBS News, because she's from Massachusetts. So the Boston CBS affiliate was saying, Williams, nearly 10 months in space, we're not without challenges. Back in January, the astronaut spoke out to Needham High School students from her hometown while she was stuck in space.
Was it
she answered
one of the
questions from the students describing her out of or the ordinary experience. So I think there's, you know, a piece of this, and maybe we're getting too much in the weeds here, but I do think they were stuck in space. I think they didn't think that. Well, they're saying that now because they care more about the space program, and they don't want to be political, which I wouldn't be either.
You really think that? If I was stuck for in
Joe
9 months
Biden
for space,
did not want the bad look of having to allow Elon Musk to rescue them.
Well, it's funny you
That's
say Biden.
Truth.
Wasn't
this
it
was
one
the
of...
Biden administration who said, "Sorry, but we can't deal with this," because remember they went up there. They were supposed to go for a 10-day mission. That was what was reported. All of the local media, until it became really super politicized, was saying stuck in space.
Wasn't it one of the family members that called out the Biden administration?
She explained, there's a soundbite with her, at the time that they expected to be stuck at the space station a bit longer than originally planned. It was an extended stay, was a little bit different. That was what she was saying. So now they're speaking a little differently. But when they got stuck, they were saying, we're stuck.
Did that sound like effusive praise from either one of them?
No.
Like, I mean, like, you guys made it sound like they were going to come home and be like, thank the Lord for Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
No, you guys did. I never said that at all. I've ever said on this dumb story that I don't give a rat's ass about is, did a journalist ever ask the question? Because, see, this is what I do. I try to boil it down to simplistic nuts and bolts. Not all this minutia and mental gymnastics. Not all this stupid misinformation and disinformation and spinning this and spinning that. Did anybody ask the question, could you have left on January 9th if you wanted to?
Anderson,
it's a yes or no question.
Have you ever, okay, Anderson, obviously neither of you have ever been
in space?
In front of a corporate attorneys who are telling you what you need to say or not say in a very high-profile situation.
I've told my boss at a radio company he can go F himself to his face. Don't tell me what I've never said.
Me.
So have Nikhil or Greg Stocker, have you been speaking as a high-profile representative of and meeting with corporate attorneys who were coaching you on what you could or could not say? Have you ever been in that situation? No, you haven't. So let me tell you what these astronauts went through. They were coached. They met with attorneys. They met with media and PR people. And they said, and he said as strongly as he could say, I trust them. But listen to that wording and then listen to the interviews before. There is zero question in my mind that these individuals were stuck there. And because of an election and politics, the Biden administration let them stew and their bodies stew and stay up there.
It wasn't because SpaceX kept blowing up.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I totally disagree.
I think it was because SpaceX kept blowing up. 100%.
The truth will come out. And if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. But I have zero doubt on this one that they were coached on this, and they're being they're focused. They're astronauts. They're scientists. They just want everybody to talk about it.
So that's why they didn't praise Musk and Trump.
They did. I mean,
according to you, a couple weeks ago, it was like they were going to be going to the White House, and there would be sound bites, and it would be a whole thing.
They are planning to go to the White House. Okay. They absolutely are going to the White House. That's true. But I'm just telling you that this is all these guys were, first of all, they had to be medically treated and whatnot because they were there much longer than anybody would want to be there. And things physically happen to your bodies, especially when you're in your 60s. And then on top of it, now they are planning to go. But this was, they were coached. This is the most they could say. This was made political, unfortunately. I'm glad Elon and the Trump administration were able to bring them home.
It was made political.
Safely.
It was made political by Trump and Elon.
No.
Yes, it was.
No, no, no.
Yes, it was.
They were stuck. You guys, okay, we have to make a bet because I'm going to win this one. Okay. They were left up there by the Biden administration because it was a bad look.
You're
for the
making
Biden
this sound like it was the Afghanistan withdrawal.
It was totally politicized, you guys. This was absolutely politicized.
You're spinning hard. You're in spin class.
Right? I'm not spinning. I'm telling you what I see.
Okay.
And I know I'm right.
Like the Pam Bondi dress.
You bet. I don't care about the dress, but this is a bigger issue. There's no question in my mind. The All Biden right. team, and maybe Biden didn't even really understand, you know, who knows.
Well, he's been in space since 2021.
But they absolutely did not want the look of Elon Musk or anybody else or anything else bringing these astronauts home sooner.
Well, Nick,
how's the YouTube chat coming, Stalker?
Nick, I'm shocked. You'd be shocked to know the YouTube chat is not on our side.
Oh, well, what else is there?
So, Dawn, if the YouTube chat and you are, I guess you guys are right.
You guys are right.
I am right.
Okay.
I'm always wrong. And when I'm right,
but
I forget to put it on
always.
The show.
I'm just when saying
forget,
in this one.
Yeah, when I'm right, I forget to put it on the show sheet. I could have put it at 7:30. I forgot.
He was right about the skirt. Nick knows his skirt. No, on this one, I'm just...
I know a good skirt.
It's just... it's a shame. And politics, you know, but this was a contentious presidential election. And these two, I'm glad they're okay. I'm glad they're home. But they were left up there by the past administration. They were hung out to dry
for
politics because it was a bad look.
Politics aside, if you were up there after X amount of weeks,
it makes absolute sense.
Why would you stay? Like, I understand commitment to the job, but eventually, don't you just get to the point where, like, you know, I'm getting the hell out of here?
Because it's not like you can catch a ride.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? There was no ride home, and that's why they had to use SpaceX to go get them.
As much of a disaster as the Biden administration was, what? On what planet are they going to leave astronauts up there for political reasons?
On this planet. That's
okay.
What they did.
Okay.
If the truth... Look, here's the good news. This will, unlike the Epstein files, which may never come out, the truth will come out. And I'm perfectly willing, if I'm completely wrong here, I'll say it right here on the YouTube chat.
Then saying we're not stuck. They were coached into saying that.
They were... Look
for
at
what
their
reason?
Words.
For
watch
what reason?
The
do
whole
we,
thing.
Do we have the Anderson Anderson Cooper clip still?
I can get it, but I mean,
they're speaking very carefully.
Over.
Do you guys see how carefully they're speaking?
Yeah,
they clearly have been coached and told what they can and cannot say.
I don't
be careful
disagree.
About this. They're really choosing their words very carefully.
Let's go back.
And that
to the,
tells me a lot.
Let's go back to the beginning of the clip. You're right. I did notice that there was a hesitancy, a pause, especially from the dude. Is that Barry? I closed the tab out. Barry, whatever his name is.
Barry Williamson.
Barry Williamson.
No, it's not.
Barry White. Yeah. Practice what you preach.
My best friend's name's Barry. We'll just call him Barry. Barry did seem a little like he was trying to recall what he memorized. Can we just play like the first 10 seconds? Just notice you're right about this, Dawn. The rest of it you're wrong about.
No,
but
right
you're right
about,
you're right about this part. Let's play the beginning here, if we can.
What would you like to say to President Trump?
Simple, easy
and
question.
Elon Musk?
Lazy question.
I respect you. I trust you. You've given me no reason not to trust you, either one of them. What they say, I can't say what they say. I haven't lived that.
All right, stop right there. That does sound very rehearsed.
Think about what he just said. He has to really do some gymnastics to jump around for why he wants to say I trust you, I respect you. And then he sort of does some mental gymnastics around why he's justifying saying what he's saying. To me, this is really coached up. And what they were coached on is, hey, you've got an opportunity. You've got a president who's excited about the program. Don't screw this up. Don't make it political. And they were 100%, they were coached. And they're speaking so carefully.
Well, Ill Skills
says... And she's looking at him like, oh.
Yeah. Our buddy Ill Skills on X says, you guys both know that those astronauts would have never signed up for that length of a mission. It's too long for humans. 6 months is the safe limit. I think you're wrong, Ill Skills.
They knew.
They knew that it could be. Because I was wondering, how did they survive if they only took food for 6 months?
They didn't. Let's play.
Well, they didn't. The ISS, they're going to the International Space Station.
Right.
Which I have been obsessed with this. When they first launched this, like I had said, I want to be the first reporter to go there. You know, I am obsessed with the ISS. So you're right. They have they have supplies at the ISS. Well, they're always prepared for contingencies. But these Sunni and Butch, they were told a week to maybe 10 days. And so, of course, you're always going to say you're always prepared. But nobody thought that they would be up there nearly 9.5+ months.
Let's listen to what they said to Anderson Cooper.
And why can't you leave sooner? I mean, what will happen between now and March 12th when you're expected to depart?
He did this in February.
We bring crews to and from space station. We have a cycle of period of time where those things take place. And to alter that cycle sends ripple effects all the way down the chain. We would never expect to come back just special for us or anyone unless it was a medical issue or something really, really out of the circumstances along those lines. So we need to come back and keep the normal cycle going.
I don't want to get into politics at all, but I know you've been asked this question before. There's some who have suggested here, President Trump, that you were virtually abandoned by the last administration. Again, I know you've been asked this question before, but do you feel you've been abandoned?
We don't feel abandoned. We don't feel stuck. We don't feel stranded. I understand why others may think that. We come prepared. We come committed. That is what your human space program is.
None of that refutes what I just said, folks.
But
none of it. We come prepared. What did he say? We don't feel stranded.
Right.
I'm sorry, but if you know people who are in the military, nobody says, I don't feel this.
They're equipped to stay there. But that is not saying they have the ability to go home. Right? We don't feel abandoned. We are equipped to stay longer if needed. Now, I'm paraphrasing a little bit right there, but he does not say we have the ability to go home.
Because they didn't. There were all kinds of hydraulic problems. It's a shame for Boeing, but there were all kinds of problems, and they did not have a ride home. I don't know who's saying that they would have screwed things up. They did not have transportation
back.
And
see, this is where Anderson Cooper needs to follow up again and say, I would say with
you
all
stopped it too soon.
Okay, well, hold on. Well, I would say with all due respect, and maybe he'll say that here in a second, and we could play it. With all due respect, Mr. Nassau guy, for the layman at home listening and watching, did you have the ability to get in some mode of transportation and return to Earth? It's a yes or a no. I don't need the NASA explanation that 95% of us can't process anyway because we're not space cadets. Mm-hmm. Did you have the ability to come home? Conduct it like you do a Senate hearing.
No, they didn't.
Is it a yes?
How were they going to get home, Nick?
Okay, well then.
How were they going to get home?
But I want to hear the question, and I want to hear the answer of a Nassau person saying yes or no, sir. That's all I want.
The reason they stayed an unprecedented amount there is because they didn't have, there were all kinds of technical problems, hydraulic problems, all kinds of leaks and whatever and whatnot. And until SpaceX and the Dragon X, whatever, got them home safely 2 weeks ago, They did not have a ride home. That's the way it is.
All right.
And all contingencies that we can conceive of, and we prepare for those. So if you'll help us change the rhetoric, help us change the narrative, and let's change it to prepared and committed, vice what you've been hearing. That's what we'd prefer.
I've read both of your records, and they're extraordinary. I mean, all the stuff you guys have done in your careers is just amazing. I'm fascinated, though, by like a typical day for you.
Yeah, he did follow up.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, and I didn't even go to school for journalism. You have to ask the basic question. And again, I still have not heard or seen the question asked by anybody in mainstream media.
I think that the question, so part of this is to say, well, initially the game plan was that you would go up there and maybe 7, 8, possibly 10 days. What happened technically that you couldn't, you know, and ask that question? I think there's a lot going on here. First of all, they don't want to trash Boeing. They don't want to trash NASA. They don't want to focus on all the technical problems they had. And they also want to focus on the fact that, hey, we're basically Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts up here. We are prepared. We are persistent. So but nothing they've said refutes what I said. They were stranded up there because it was a big political year, and the Biden administration did not want the bad look of Elon Musk and the private entity going there and rescuing them, because they knew Trump, of course, would say, see, Trump had to rescue him and Elon.
I don't know who's more frustrating. You know, what's more frustrating, the fact that we can't get the question asked, or the fact that these people are so professional, they won't throw anybody really under the bus. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, kudos to them. Yeah. Because if I was up there way longer than I was supposed to be, I would nuke everybody.
I think that's beautifully said and understated, Nick, what you just said, because these are professional astronauts. And at the end of the day, they did risk their health and their bodies. There's no question about it. I mean, normally the ideal, the max you want to be there is 3 or 4 months. So they more than doubled that. And so they are pros, and they want, and they love space exploration and their job so much that that's really what they want to project.
I think people need to feel sorry for me for taking all these bullets to make good radio. Thank you very much.
Love you, Greg.
Carolyn Jeffrey says, shut up, Greg. Okay, Carolyn, I will. Conrad says, good morning, gay stalker. Stop ragging on Elvis, you waste of skin.
Elvis?
Wow.
What's wrong with gay stalker?
What?
Gay stalker.
Or straight stalker. It. Or trans stalker.
Everybody's like, Greg ruins the show.
Greg does not ruin
Thank
the
you,
show.
Thank you, Uncle Magoo. If you don't like it.
Uncle Magoo?
If you don't like it, I'm sure there's some failed 1210 host that's talking about the Constitution right now with his bad, with his bad, dumb, fake teeth.
Greg gives
Go listen to him.
Sheet.
You and all the other 10 fans of his. The Constitution says. Shut up.
Wow. Wow.
Had a one share on this radio station. But yes, tell me again how he's successful. Thank you very much. All right.
Wow.
The fact of the matter is we went 34 minutes without taking a break, and we really need to take a break.
Spanking machine.
Yeah.
All right.
It's what I do to make good radio.
You know, I've come around. I actually think Dawn's right.
Boy, you are so easily convinced.
I can. I'm
Hold your ground, Kale.
You know what?
You waste of skin, as Conrad called me.
Yeah.
Where's my husband? He's going to call Nick. Don't ever tell her she's right.
I think she's right, Lara. I think she's right. Back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Fresh off a 35-minute commercial-free hour where we can't go that long.
By the way, can I just say this? Somebody asked me what I have against former radio hosts here. Truth of the matter is I have nothing against former radio hosts here. I like that dude has always been really nice to me, and I have no problems. I have no issues with him whatsoever. I'm just trying to like spice things up a little bit here, okay? It's called entertainment, people. Yeah. We're trying to entertain you as well as inform you.
And just one other note, too. You have to remember, it's a little different now than it was in 2022, 2023, and the first 10 and a half months of 2024. So, we don't have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to bang on every single day or to talk about assassination attempts or weaponized government. So, if we organically, naturally, and authentically disagree on a space shuttle story, just go along for the ride.
And by the way,
none of that was contrived.
No.
That was all authentic.
It was.
It's what we do here. It's what we do here. It's all authentic. It's why the show's successful, by the way. I'm just saying. Like, you know, there's no secret sauce here. We're just three entertaining, good people that have sometimes the same opinions, sometimes different opinions. Right?
We don't know in advance what the opinions will be.
Just remember, Dawn is always right.
99% of the time, Dawn is right 60% of the time.
Except in this.
There we go.
Dawn is right.
All right, so we're going to step aside again because we have to pay some bills.
Why don't you take a car too?
All right, let's actually take, well, we've got two. Let's start with Ted. In Swarthmore. He agrees with Dawn Stenzel.
Of course.
Ted, you go right ahead. Ladies first.
Good morning. Good morning, Nick and Dawn and Greg. I enjoy your show. I start out my morning listening to you all the way and still listen to it. But Dawn is absolutely the professional in the room.
Absolutely is. Yeah.
And Dawn, you ruled the Beavis and Butthead hour that just took place.
Hey.
Because there is no SpaceX Uber. You guys might want to start that, though.
Be fun.
Yeah, that'd be
I'm
fun.
A capitalist. If I was intelligent enough to figure out how to do it, I would.
There you go.
By the way, for all the haters out there, the only successful morning shows on this radio station have been with me in them. So.
That's right.
Ooh.
True story.
Thank you
Let's go to Caroline, who's not necessarily a fan, but she's got some thoughts. Hello, Caroline.
Yes, hello, Nick and company. Dawn is saying that a Biden administration left those astronauts out there for political purposes. But I heard on NBC they said that, SpaceX wasn't ready to go until March. So that contradicts what she's saying. And I wish you would have somebody on from Piazza to say whether they think these tariffs on the auto industry are a good idea. This is going to put the auto industry out of business. You know, it would take 15 years to bring manufacturing back here. And meanwhile, he's tanking the stock market, costing trillions of dollars for investors. And
well, why would it take 15 years, Caroline? They just created, they're just launching a an operation in Louisiana. That didn't take 15 years, did it?
Well, to bring all auto plants back here would take 15 years in supply chain.
By the way, we're not on the same side.
This is going to cost... This is going to cause the Cubanization of American cars. Oh, everyone is going to be driving around
the Cubanization.
Your voice is going to cost me.
Does that mean more Cuban food? Because I love Cuban food.
By the way, if
says the lady who was going to vote for the socialists.
If I'm on the same side as that woman, I retract what I. Everything I said, and Dawn is correct.
Nice to hear from you, Caroline.
All right, we have to break.
Even though you're crazy and we disagree.
Oh, we don't know if she's crazy.
We love you.
Yeah.
And I want everybody to listen. Yeah. Left, right, crazy,
yeah.
Stable. Back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dennis writes, Greg, Dawn is 100% right. NASA and Boeing did not want to be embarrassed by Elon and SpaceX for rescuing them. NASA told the astronauts to clam up. This is 100% the case. Dennis, okay? Yep. Steve writes, the Dragon capsule they came back in was there since August. So they could have come home at any time.
So we've accomplished nothing.
Yep. So we have two differing opinions on these things. So
yeah, Elon said that he was offering them a ride home on the Dragon capsule, but NASA kept saying no. They're not. So that even makes it worse.
Go yourself. Boom.
But it was up there because they didn't actually come home on the thing that went up there to get them. Right? So that Dragon capsule was up there.
Apparently.
So then my questioning
like
is still
how to
valid.
Drive it, right?
I'm exhausted.
In other words, the Dragon capsule.
It didn't come up there manned. It didn't come up there manned.
Wherever the Dragon capsule was, NASA, the Biden administration, whatever, the government was saying no.
I want a NASA guest tomorrow.
That's
no. God. God.
I just want
everybody to switch over to that low energy station.
One question, one guest.
You can't get outside of many answers.
It'll be a 60-second interview. Did they have the capability to get into some mode of transportation and go home? Yes or no? All right, thank you very much. Now back to Kale and Company. Boom. That's all
right.
Ask.
All right. Phil.
Let's get to the movie. By the way, we have to get to the movie first because we have Phillies tickets.
Phillies tickets.
That's right. Tuesday, April 15th. Phillies, Giants, Citizens Bank Park, if you can identify Woo. Jimmy Kelly's movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I don't like the way you talk to me.
You drunk?
Not yet.
Well, then get out of my way.
You didn't talk like this 2 years ago, did you? Running over budget and out of money? Did you ask me then how I could shave $2 million off our electrical costs?
Shut up and help me with these people.
And let me ask you, my dear father.
Excuse me.
Am I the only subcontractor you encouraged to cut corners?
Excuse me?
Where did you save the other $4 million in Doug's original budget?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
As previously mentioned, Phillies tickets, Tuesday, April 15th, Phillies Giants, Citizens Bank Park, Jackie Robinson Day, number 42. Best of luck, caller 12, 855-839-1210. Now we get to Phil Omquist and what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
April 1st, we celebrate the heavenly birthday of Jeff Porcaro from Toto, Ronnie Lane from The Small Faces, and Rudolph Eiley from the Eiley Brothers. We also lost Marvin Gaye on this day in 1984. Single includes Something So Strong by Crowded House in 87, Rosanna by Toto in 82, and Band on the Run by Wings in 74. Album includes 2112 by Rush. One of those days.
2112 by
Yeah,
Rush.
Thank you very much in 76. Aldo Nova's debut in 82. Solitude Standing by Suzanne Vega in 87. Journey's debut in 75. And The Way It Is by Bruce Hornsby in the Range in 86. Also in 85, David Lee Roth quit Van Halen. In 76, AC/DC made their UK live debut. In 83, Exodus guitarist Kirk Hammett got a call from Metallica's manager to audition for that band. By the way, I'll see Kirk in 3 weeks. In 78, the Philadelphia Phillies soccer team, owned by Paul Simon, Peter Frampton, and James Taylor, among others, made its debut. It lasted 3 years. And in 89, Living Color is on SNL. But lastly, since it's April Fool's Day, a couple of music April Fool's jokes. In 70, John Lennon and Yoko Ono issued a statement to the press saying that they were going to have dual sex change operations. And in 2006, Spin Magazine published a review on GNR's album Chinese Democracy. Well, the album is released until 2 years later in 2008. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lovelace.
Marvin Gaye, 1984, huh?
I remember that day like it was yesterday.
I was 4 months old. All right, let's find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, which is coming up in just over 5.5 minutes.
We'll update you on everything with the economy. There is some strong economic news that we want to get to. I will say this, and Linda Kearns is going to join us, talk about the special elections in Wisconsin, Florida, and as well the big court ruling that happened yesterday in Pennsylvania, what it means for you and mail-in ballots. Thirdly, I'm going to say the Dragon capsule carrying the SpaceX crew to rescue the stranded astronauts took off from Kennedy Space Center in Florida March 14th, and then it brought them back home. Those stranded astronauts brought them back home Tuesday, March 18th. So it wasn't up there for, like, what are they saying, nine months?
August?
No. The Dragon capsule went there March 14th and brought him back home 4 days later.
I know this guy, Steve, and he doesn't steer me in the wrong direction. So
I'm just telling you what the launch pad information is.
Okay.
So
I'm going to launch myself onto the Schuylkill.
I know.
Maybe into the Schuylkill. Doug is in Deptford, and he's identified the movie. Hello, Dougie.
Hello, hello.
What movie did we play?
It was Towering Inferno. I just watched it the other night.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Well, you're going to watch the Phillies and the Giants on Tuesday, April 15th. How's that sound?
Sounds superb.
All right, brother.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. There he is, Dougie.
All right,
Don, you have a great rest of your day. I'm going to go home and contemplate my existence and try to book a NASA guest.
And I'm going to learn to say 2112.
There you go. 21 Jump Street. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.